Amateur Radio Newsline Report number 1994, with a release date of Friday, January 15th, 2016, to follow in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The following is a QST. One City's Parks in Oklahoma join the National Parks on the Air event. A Minnesota DXer makes big plans for the South Pacific. Puerto Rico preps for the biggest amateur radio event in the Caribbean. And two space station amateurs remember rock legend David Bowie. All this and more in Amateur Radio Newsline Report number 1994, coming your way right now.
From around the world, this is Newsline, Amateur Radio's first independent on-the-air news and bulletin service. Now reporting from Charleston, West Virginia, here is Jim Damron in 8TMW.
We open this week's newscast with a story of inspiration. The city of Lawton, Oklahoma is taking its cue from the year-long National Parks on the Air event that kicked off earlier this month and getting its own city parks into the On Air Act, too. Amateur Radio Newsline's Mike Askins, KE5CXP, shares his recent talk with Ron Grossman, AF5Q, of the Lawton Fort Sill Amateur Radio Club.
This year, the National Park Service is celebrating its centennial, and the National Parks on the Air program is in place. Also inspired by the centennial celebration, one local group in Lawton, Oklahoma, is conducting a similar event that'll run for the next 11 months. ARN spoke with Ron Grossman, AF5Q, about putting some 65 public parks on the air.
The plan is for the ham to go to the park, set up like a little portable station, post it on like the DX Summit website, and that we're out there and what park it is, and operate whatever bands. It's primarily going to be a daytime operation. I'm not going to operate any nighttime stuff. And the exchange would be that we'll just call CQ Lawton Parks on the air when the ham comes back. They give us their signal report and their state, and then we'll give them the name of the park and their signal report. And we're going to be using the call sign W5KS, the Lawton Fort Sill Amateur Radio Club call sign.
Lawton Parks on the Air will run from February 1st to December 31st, 2016, open to all licensed hams. They have online information about the event as well, and Ron has that for us.
Go to the W5KS website. It's www.w5ks.net website. You'll see the park schedule there. Or if they email me at af5q@arl.net, I can send them a park schedule. And I give it a week's span to run the parks in case people have something to do, because something always comes up on the weekends.
Certificates will be given for those making contact with the Lawton Park Service. The rules will be updated on the W5KS website to denote awards given for contacts. This is one event that is truly a walk in the park. For Amateur Radio Newsline in Shawnee, Oklahoma, I'm Mike Askins, KE5-CXP.
The annual one-day event in suburban New York known as Ham Radio University hosted a visiting professor who is about to become a professor emeritus. ARRL's outgoing CEO Dave Sumner, K1ZZ, is stepping down this year. But the talk he delivered at the Long Island Regional Ham Gathering on Sunday, January 10th, expressed confidence that even though he was about to retire, amateur radio itself is anything but retiring. Sumner said, "Amateur radio is not dying. It is on a growth track." He said there are more than 735,000 licensees as of December 31, 2015, an increase of 1.3% in 1 year, even as licensing figures in many other parts of the world have trended mostly downward. He also noted a steady stream of license upgrades. As he prepared for the meeting of the ARRL Board of Directors on January 15th and 16th, he said he had hopes the plans they implement after his tenure will continue to attract newcomers. He said, "Let's face it, these days geeks rule. It's not a bad thing to be a geek these days." Sumner will retire in May after working at ARRL's Connecticut headquarters in one form or another since 1968. A veteran ham has taken on the leadership of ARRL's Missouri section as of Monday, January 11th. He is Cecil Higgins, AC0HA, who served previously as the section's assistant manager, as well as an assistant section emergency coordinator and the district emergency coordinator for the Aries District D in Missouri. The Pittsburgh, Missouri amateur has had his license for more than 20 years. Higgins will complete the term of office for his predecessor as section manager. Dale Bagley, K0KY, cited family commitments as his reason for stepping aside. Bagley had held the post since June 1999 and had recommended Higgins as his successor. The term of office ends December 31st of this year. There's cause for celebration among the hundreds of hams worldwide who are part of the Christian Amateur Radio Fellowship. The group is marking 50 years of service and has produced an anniversary T-shirt so members can wear and share their pride. According to the group's website, the fellowship was created in 1966 at the North American Christian Convention around the central idea that amateur radio could provide communication for the church. Gerald Farguson, W9JSQ, is considered the grandfather of CARF and often encouraged Christian missionaries to become licensed amateurs. CARF members often end their CUSOs with both a 73 and a 75. 75 means, may God bless you and yours. Tom Callis, KC0W, is one Minnesota amateur who can't wait until summer, and not just because the Midwest winters are so challenging. Callis, it seems, has a world of plans, and it involves cows. Well, sort of. Amateur Radio Newsline's Kent Peterson, KC0DGY, explains.
Minnesota DXer Tom Callis, KC0W, wants to help put cows all over the world, but this effort has nothing to do with livestock. The Minnetonka Amateur has planned a series of de-expeditions for the year ahead, and during the summer months, that will land radio operators in the South Pacific, American Samoa, Tokelau, the Solomon Islands, Tuamotu Province, Bangladesh, and perhaps other spots. Radio operators will be using CW exclusively and focusing on 160, 80, and 40 meters. So, where do the cows come in? The call sign suffixes from each site will incorporate parts of his own call sign, the C and 0 and W. That much of it is definitely planned out, he says. Callis has said, however, that operating times are going to be flexible, and that when pileups stop happening, that will probably be the best indicator of the need for the team to move on. He also has plans, he says, for a similar operation in Africa at a later date. And, of course, until then, it will be time for the cows to come home. For the Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Kent Peterson, KC0DGY, in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Well, that report should get you in the mood. Time for you to identify your station. We are the Amateur Radio Newsline, heard on bulletin stations around the world, including the KB9 WSL repeater in Rochester, Indiana, following Thursday's 7 p.m. weekly net. The holiday season is over, but reports from Sweden indicate that the annual special event operation of its vintage transmitter on Christmas Eve drew its best response ever. Amateur Radio Newsline's Jeremy Boot, G4NJH, has the details.
Almost everyone likes to have high expectations on Christmas Eve, and this past holiday the operators of the Alexanderson Alternator Station at the World Heritage Grimeton site in Sweden had their hopes fulfilled. The transmitter's annual special event operation appears just to have had its best year ever, according to Lars Kalland, SM6NM, who issued the report on behalf of the organisers. He said a preliminary accounting tallied more than 350 listener reports, most of them from radio amateurs. Listeners in Germany accounted for nearly 160 such reports, with listeners in the US filing 8 reports, only 5 of them claiming to have heard the transmission. SAQ uses the very low frequency of 17.2 kHz. Lars added, quote, "The transmission appears to be our best so far," unquote. The transmitter, which is more than 90 years old, was developed by Swedish engineer and radio pioneer Ernst Alexanderson. The tradition of holiday transmissions began in 2006. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jeremy Boot, G4NJH in Nottingham, in the UK.
The South African Radio League is looking for nominees to serve on the League Council for a 2-year term. 4 councillors' terms are ending, and although they have said they are available for nomination to serve again, the League is also open for new nominees. For details on the nomination process and other relevant motions, visit the League website at www.sarl.org.za. Submission deadline for motions and nomination forms is January 31st. 46 college scholarships will be available for the academic year 2016-2017 from the Foundation for Amateur Radio. The value of each scholarship ranges from $500 to $5,000 for a total pool of $71,000. Applicants must be a licensed radio amateur in either the U.S. or a fororeign country and be enrolled or accepted for enrollment into an accredited college, university, or technical school. Application deadline is April 15th. Because some colleges do not announce acceptances until May 1st, the foundation is permitting applicants to update their already submitted applications until May 7th. For more details, contact the foundation at fairscholarships@gmail.com. It's being called the biggest amateur radio event in the Caribbean. It's the 4th ARRL Puerto Rico State Convention, and it will feature a variety of activities focusing on emergency communications, and will host the debut of the first amateur radio Ironman event in Puerto Rico. The convention is scheduled for January 30th and 31st in the city of Hatijo. The gathering will feature exhibits of emergency equipment and will also provide conferences that focus on effective communications methods during a hurricane, earthquake, or other emergency. ARRL volunteer examiners will also be on hand to supervise license testing. In addition to launching Puerto Rico's first Ironman event for radio, the conference will also have a special event station, KP4AW, operating. More than 1,200 hams are expected, and even those taking vacations in the Caribbean at the time are invited to stop by. Admission is free. Jean-Paul, HB9ARY, will be active from Mauritius as 3B8HC from January 23rd to February 8th. He will work holiday style on 80 to 6 meters, but focused most heavily on 80 meters. His main mode will be SSB, but he'll also work some slow CW. Send QSLs direct via NI5DX. Members of the Radio Club of Haiti are participating in a special event marking the 213th anniversary of the death of General Toussaint Louverture, the slave who defeated Napoleon. The club will be active as 4V1TL from Port-au-Prince, Haiti until April 30th. Send QSL cards via W3HNK. Bertrand, DF3FS, will be active as 5Z4/DF3FS from Diani Beach starting January 23rd through February 7th. Bertrand will work the HF band's holiday style using CW and SSB. Send QSLs via DF3FS or by the Bureau. Willie, KB8YRX, will be active as 8P9CA from Barbados starting January 16th until February 4th. He'll work 20 meters through 10 meters using SSB. Send QSLs via KB8YRX and Logbook of the World. When International Space Station astronaut Tim Peake, KG5BVI, delivered a poignant tribute to rock legend David Bowie on Twitter, his well-chosen words from high above the Earth were quickly followed by a similar tweet from retired ISS astronaut Chris Hadfield, VA3OOG/KC5RNJ. Clearly, the regard these two astronauts had for the late rocker reaches beyond the bounds of Earth. But the most stunning tribute may still be Hadfield's rendition of Bowie's classic hit, Space Oddity, the story of stranded astronaut Major Tom that became a hit in 1969. Hadfield recorded his interpretation in a 2013 video while aboard the space station, creating what became the first musical recording made in space. The popular video has been logging nonstop views on YouTube even more than ever since Bowie's death on Monday, January 10th. Bowie had reportedly seen and loved the internet video, and he was not alone. By some press accounts, it has been viewed more than 29 million times. There are fans, of course, and then there are brothers of Major Tom in spirit. That would be Canada's Commander Hadfield and Britain's Major Peake. To these two astronauts and radio amateurs, Major Tom rules the heavens now more than ever. With thanks to Allen Labs, Amateur Radio Victoria, the ARRL, the Birmingham, UK Mail Newspaper, Christian Amateur Radio Fellowship, CQ Magazine, DXNet, Hap Holly and the Rain Report, the Ohio Penn DX Bulletin, Quartz.com, the South African Radio League, Southgate Amateur Radio News, Twit TV, and you, our listeners, that's all from the Amateur Radio Newsline. Our email address is newsline@arnewsline.org. More information is available at Amateur Radio Newsline's only official website, located at www.arnewsline.org. You can also write to us or support us at Amateur Radio Newsline, 28197 Robin Avenue, Santa Clarita, California, 91350. For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Jim Dameron, N8TMW in Charleston, West Virginia, saying 73. And as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2016, all rights reserved.